What up, crew? Welcome back to episode 18. You already know what's up. What it do?
What it be?
What it could be? What it's true?
What's up, guys? Yeah. So what's up, guys? This is episode 18. We've been just busting out episodes every week for the past 18 weeks.
Yeah.
Quick math. Yeah. So if you guys didn't check out the last episode, you can do so on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, and so many other platforms. But welcome, guys. So we got George and Minnie.
Wait, 18 weeks?
Yeah.
So is that...
Because we did 18 podcasts.
Yeah.
So that's 4 months we've been doing this?
4 months, yeah. Man.
That's crazy.
It doesn't feel like...
Put some little clapping sound effects.
That's pretty crazy, though.
I know. We've been consistent. You've been on it.
Wait, so that means like November...
So that means that next week
December,
is going to be
18. December-ish.
Spit it out, George. Damn,
December-ish is going to be like 6 months.
Yeah,
I think so. That's cool.
Okay. You've been at it. Yeah, you've been pretty good.
Should do something special for our 6 months.
Yeah. Nah, I mean. Probably like a 50th.
50th episode.
Yeah, it'd be nice for 100th. Yeah. But yeah, what's up, George? What's up, guys? What's up, Mini?
What up? What it do? What it could
Hi.
Be?
Anything what interesting this weekend that's worth sharing with our thousands of viewers, listeners?
He said thousands of viewers.
Listeners.
No.
No, nothing at all?
Is there?
Why are you asking me?
You know my life. No.
George?
Same old. I think.
You took a long time to say no.
I know. I don't think so.
What did I do? You know what? Yeah, this wasn't a very. Today was my day off, so that's pretty eventful.
What are you drinking, though?
Oh, yeah, I am drinking something.
As serious as you don't know, by the way. I'm not pretending. You know, in shows, like, sometimes people pretend.
Yeah. You know what? Previous month, we've just been drinking Colenso all the time now.
True.
Yeah, I don't know why. I think I'll probably get over it soon. But right now, I've just been smelling so good that every time I smell it and I think about a different coffee, I'm just like, I don't know. But earlier today, I did have a Honduras coffee in the morning for brekkie.
So.
Enduro is good, but dang, Colens is way better. To me.
Yeah, I guess it is better.
Personally.
Yeah.
I like it all.
Did you guys, when you went to visit, did you guys ever catch me talking to a guy about the Costa Rican? I was trying to talk loud so you guys can hear me.
I saw
one of the dudes, yeah. He was wearing like flip-flops.
Bald dude?
Was he wearing flip-flops? Yeah.
I don't know, but he was talking about how he has a Costa Rica thing. I was trying to say, oh, no way, Costa Rica thing. I was trying to say as loud as you guys can hear me. Because I know that last podcast I mentioned about
the
chorreador.
Yeah, but just how people, when people bring up things, we have spoken about it in other podcast episodes or learned about it. So it's just cool to utilize the education that I've learned in this podcast.
Do you wear coffee group t-shirts when you work at Cova or not?
Yeah.
And do anybody ever ask you?
No. Well, as a customer, yes, but never as a... No, never. That's crazy.
We should put .com
on the shirts.
So then they're like, what is that?
True.
Or just at.
Like IG.
Oh, that's true. I did see briefly. I already told you guys briefly a while back when I was coming in. He was coming out, so I couldn't say what's up. But
who?
The people. He works at Nutmeg, and he had a Coffee Crew shirt on. And I was like, what? He was like, is that Coffee Crew?
Let's see.
That's crazy.
So that was pretty cool. Shout out to my dude. Yeah, he purchased a Coffee Crew shirt. A while back. Yeah, so shout out to this guy.
Early supporter.
Yeah, yeah. One of the OGs.
When's the last time you bought a shirt, Minnie? Huh?
Bought a shirt?
From like online?
From Coffee Crew, yeah.
Oh, see, I get them for free. I wear them often.
No, you don't.
I do.
You're putting in work right now. You're putting in hours.
Oh, yeah, true. Man. Well, I wear them all the time.
Yeah.
And I try not to cover them up. Because usually like I like to wear a jacket or something. But I'm like. I try to show it off.
Well, shout out to on Instagram, boygirl.leo, right?
Yeah.
She's been rocking at the Barbershop Heaven where you work at. She's been posting them and she went to a coffee shop today. So that's cool seeing it spread around here and there. You know, I just love how we're kind of in tune with Tijuana. We're tapped into Tijuana. In tune.
Because you guys are born there?
I was born in Mexico, bro. Come on.
Yeah, but I mean, we were born in TJ. So. Yeah.
But how we have this... great connection with Tijuana, of course, because we're right next to them. But the fact that Tijuana even knows about Coffee Crew.
That's pretty crazy.
Up to, like, Inland Empire even. So it's very dope. I love it. It's awesome.
Well, right now we were looking. What was the 1% from? Like
Norway.
Norway, yeah.
1% Norway, 1% Mexico, Canada as well. Ooh. And then USA. Yeah.
Some
what? USA.
What's that?
United States of America.
Oh my God.
I was like, what is he talking about?
You want to know about the United States.
Where were you born? I've never
heard that. Where were you born?
Here in the United States. San Bernardino. Well,
she was like that. She's like, that's as specific as I'd like to get.
We've been watching too much Breaking Bad, man. Dang. It's crazy. I love
Breaking Bad. You were born in Redland?
No, in San Bernardino. Like the hood.
San Bernardino is pretty rough. I remember the first time I went to go meet, I don't know, somebody at someone's house in San Bernardino. Well, like her family.
Not San
somebody.
Bernardino.
San Bernardino. No, if you're, that's good. You're from San Bernardino, you say San Bernardino.
San Bernardino.
That's how they say it,
yeah.
For real?
Yeah, respect. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was chilling at the McDonald's parking lot because I was late. I was too early to it, and I was just sketched out. Just being parking up at the McDonald's. That's it. But it was sketchy.
No. It's rough over there.
Yeah. I used to watch this guy. Because he rides a motorcycle and he has a channel, Baker X Derek, and
he has money.
He lives in San Bernardino, and
yeah,
everywhere he rides, like
cops and
looks bad, just ghetto,
yeah,
like Logan back in the day,
Logan Heights, that's the hood.
Yeah, I'm like traumatized. One time I went to a gas station, and when I walked in, the guy was like yelling at the clerk lady. Yeah. And I was young, and I panicked. I was like, I went to the restroom because he was like throwing stuff all around.
Dang.
And I was like locked in the restroom. I was like, oh my, hopefully he doesn't like rob this place, and I'm in here.
Shh, crazy.
Stick him
it
up.
It was scary.
Hey, look, I just dipped my Oreo in my coffee.
I know, I saw
I'm
that.
I'm telling you, that is the most amazing thing I ever tasted.
I wanted to call you on it, but.
Hey, I'm no Let shame me. In that. Anyways, yeah, sorry about that.
Like. All right, we're going to start off this. With Desert Island. Have you guys ever played Desert Island?
Mm. No.
No. What is it?
You guys are really uncultured.
I don't even know what that is.
Man, I used to think
Is it like a trivia game?
Yeah. Well, I mean, not trivia. No? It's more like just a group fun game.
Oh, okay.
Can I just say really quick? I used to think that Lalo was super clueless to a lot of things. But Minnie, you're the same way.
Like, oh, shit, where is he going
with this? I was about to say, yeah, he is. Like,
that's why you're engaged. We're both clueless about
clueless together. Don't
because
know.
A clueless couple living a clueless life.
What's
USA? USA.
Expresso funny. Yourself.
Oh,
let's not go there.
All right, Desert Island is a game where pretty much I give you an option, and these are that pretty much like if you could this for the rest of your life. So it's like Desert Island, you know, three things, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So for the first one, we're going to start it off with three movies if you were on a desert island.
Lalo can go first.
Okay. Since you put me on the spot, I would do the Goofy movie.
Wait, an extremely goofy movie.
The extremely goofy movie.
Yeah.
You
gotta leave that in there now.
Oh my goodness.
I was an extremely goofy movie.
Can I just say really quick? I was watching this video on YouTube, and it was like BMX stuff. And he was like, what's the first thing that ever got you into BMX? And it was like, I saw this cartoon. The first thing I could say that probably got me into skateboarding was an extremely goofy movie.
Oh my goodness.
Dude, because I remember seeing that movie and just be like, dang, looks that so looks cool.
Yeah, even like the pizza they made look so cheesy delicious. Pizza.
What is that dude's name?
I don't know, he's bald though. He's like a little shaved head.
Yeah.
That show was a trip though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Three movies. That one.
That one.
Man, come on. Go. Well, I think the second movie you think.
Yeah, you gotta do one each.
Nacho Libre.
Oh, Nacho Libre. Yeah. That was a good one. Match is a good one.
All right, my turn.
All right, thank you.
Toy Story.
Oh, shoot.
First one. That's all time favorite.
Mm-hmm. You're childish, bro.
You said the goofy.
Homie, you started out with extreme movie.
True. And then I need to kind of change tones a bit. So I would say with the old people one. What's it called? The Bucket List.
Oh, he
said the old people one.
Sorry, the elderly people one. Elderly. Oh, I'm sorry. No, have you guys heard about that one? You guys have?
No, I haven't.
For the listeners, the viewers out there, basically, they're about to die, and so they want to just do as much as they can off their bucket list. Before they die.
That's, I assume that was the premise of the show. Yeah.
Just by the name, the bucket list.
Well, and then they both die. Screw you guys.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. There you go. Spoiler alert. I don't care, man. I'm a spoiled, rotten human being.
Wait, they die before they do these things?
No, they did things.
Oh, so it's a happy ending. Some sort of.
Yeah, it's sad. Minnie cried.
I did cry.
Do you cry easily, though?
Yeah, I cried in that. What's the rap show we watched?
Oh, Rhythm and Flow. Rhythm and Flow. Guess who also cried?
I cried every episode.
You cried in Rhythm and Flow?
Guess who also cried, homie? Not me, by the way. I'm not talking about myself.
No, you know what? Hey, lady, I've been having a rough time crying.
It gets all deep. What do you mean?
No, with movies. Like, I feel like crying. When, like, I'll push it back.
I was
going
to say, bro, this is not the podcast for you, homie.
No. Like, what was, like, the latest movie? Like, the bucket list was super sad. And I felt like crying, but I held it back. I don't know why. And then usually I used to be the crybaby, but she's a crybaby lately. Yeah.
My Sister's Keeper, did you cry in that one?
Which one was that one?
The guy with the cancer. And
My Sister's Keeper?
Yeah.
What is that?
Remember where the sister's like born just to like be to donate?
Oh, that one was good.
Did you cry in
that? Was that on Netflix? That one I felt like crying. My Sister's Keeper is a good one. You guys, you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, you got to get Giorgio on this, Lindsay. Oh my God. That one I almost cried, but I didn't.
You guys make fun of me, but the last one that I almost teared up on was The Avengers.
Oh, no. Oh,
I cried, though.
Spider-Man, bro.
I teared up, too, but not. I mean, not. I mean, not. I mean, I felt like crying, but I didn't tear up. That's childish, bro.
What's my next movie?
The Doggo movies. Oh, my God.
I can't watch dog movies.
Like, Dog's movies? Purpose. I think I almost cried on that one.
Dog's Purpose? That one is
Oh, my next movie is The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight. Oh, yeah. The one with the...
Wait, The Dark Knight?
Dark Knight Rises.
The Dark... Okay.
Yeah, Dark Knight Rises.
Let's be specific here. I love that movie because of the Joker. Mm-hmm. He was just... Man, greatness. Greatness. Yeah. For me, what's my second movie?
Have you guys seen the new one?
The new Joker movie? Yeah.
We watched it together. I know.
We watched it.
He literally watched it together. You paid for my ticket, homie. Remember we bought like a 10-pound pretzel?
You paid for my ticket.
Oh, yeah, I did, you son of a gun.
Oh, yeah, Minnie got this pretzel.
It's bigger than
I thought it was a small pretzel for $19. Yeah,
$19.
Yeah.
Expensive. Let's not talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Did you put that in your everyday,
everyday budget? No, I did not. I forgot about that. That's probably why my budget was off.
For real.
I was crunching numbers. I was like, wait a minute.
I was wondering I couldn't pay my rent last month. I was $20 short.
What's the other movie, George?
My other one. Dang.
It always happens.
Black Panther, maybe.
Oh, that's a good one.
No, yeah. I think the movie probably Black Panther. I've seen it a couple times already. Every time I watch that movie, I get inspired. I want to go to LA for some reason. Every time I watch that movie.
Damn. I need to throw in an action one. So I think, an action movie. Come on, Minnie. Oh, I got it. The Accountant. That was pretty good.
That was a pretty good one.
That one
I'll see
good.
That one just to switch it off. So I have action, cool. Childish, and then sad.
I'm going to do the same thing as you, but mine is going to be scary at the end. Go, Minnie.
I'm gonna have to pick like a chick flick. I don't know which one to pick. Maybe the Notebook or 13 going on 30.
What about The Fault in Our Stars?
Nah.
No?
Nah.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
Probably the best part about that movie was the memes that came out from that movie.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, hello.
That was too funny.
Am I dead, bro? Get me back in here. Hello.
When that movie came out, I watched it like 5 times.
Damn, what is my last one? I think I'm going to do The Ring for the last one.
Oh, no.
Bro, you're trying to die in that island.
You got to keep me awake, homie.
That's terrible. I wouldn't do that crap.
Probably do The Ring, yeah.
Oh, no. Or Signs. Have you watched that movie before?
Yeah, that's not scary, bro. You know what? Never mind. Scratch that. I would do A War of the Worlds.
Oh, that one's good.
That one's a good movie. I like that one.
I bet you a lot of people think it's horrible because it's probably a sucky movie. Yeah. You're an actual movie critic. Mm-hmm. But damn, that movie was tight.
Or the I Am Legend?
That's a good one.
That's a good one, too.
Getting tired of seeing Will Smith, though. You're acting too much.
He'd be acting too much.
No, he does a lot of wrong. He's good, though.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen the new one, though, that he came out with. It's the one where it's like a younger version of himself.
Nah. Mm-mm. I haven't seen it.
Anyways. Negative. All right. For the next one, is going to be albums. Music albums.
I'm going to have to go with... I need some metal in my life. So I'm going to do some August Burns Red. The composer album.
That was disappointment in Minnie's face.
A Constellations album.
Oh, no. I can't do with that music. I'm sorry.
Okay, but you can do with Jonas.
Yeah. That's true.
Jonas is pretty good, though, so I guess.
I remember when we used to have Disney Channel. And you know how they used to play like songs sometimes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I remember there used to be... there's this song by Jonas Brothers called Poison.
Oh, yeah. Poison Ivy.
Yeah. I remember I would feel so guilty listening to that thing. But it was a good song. Like, so I would just leave it.
So confused.
Yeah.
Me?
You get the limo out front.
Jonas Brothers? Yeah.
Album,
bro. Yeah.
Do you even know what the albums are called?
It's About Time.
That one?
Yeah. Like they're one of their oldest ones. Yeah.
I like it a lot.
For me, I'm going to do a... We gotta have one John Mayer album in there.
Oh, that's true.
Probably gonna do.
Trying to get your Spotify.
I know.
Get out of here. Or Continuum, one of those two. Okay. That's my first one. Go.
Second, dude, I've been really digging. Can I do like a playlist instead?
I know. I'm not even. No. Where's my phone at?
I'm gonna say, I'm gonna need some rap in me. Oh, I'll say the rap for last. But I really like this rock band I just recently discovered. So I'm going to do Mild Orange, and I'm going to do one that's called, it's called Foreplay. Okay. it's really good, though. It's like chill and rock at the same time, so I really like that.
Interesting.
I don't care what you guys think.
I have no idea.
Come on.
I don't listen, like, to whole, let me see.
I'm looking through mine, dude.
I don't even know.
Come on.
I already have my two, so I'm going to go.
George, yeah, you go, George, because I have no idea.
One of them would be Black Panther, the album for the movie.
What?
Dude.
Why?
I'm telling you, if you want to listen to some good music.
With Eminem?
Huh?
I don't know who.
It's Kendrick Lamar. A lot of Kendrick. They have a lot of like...
Schoolboy Q? What?
Dude, I'm telling you, these songs are freaking magical, dude. But anyways, Black Panther, the album.
It's a lot of songs, but it doesn't count.
What are you talking about?
Future, that song. James Blake, J-Rock, Sakari.
It's an album.
Yeah, it's an album.
The Weeknd featuring Kendrick.
Dude, I'm telling you, listen to his freaking album.
SZA.
How do you say your name? I thought it was SZA.
SZA.
Za.
I like
her. Za. Za.
Za, dude.
Sided.
That's hilarious. Oh my gosh.
Oh man. And my third one would be just a an instrumental from like a movie score. So I can't really pick a movie score, so it's gonna have to be like an album of movie scores.
Nice.
So I don't have an album.
I'll probably do the Andy Mineo, the rapper, and I'll probably do his album. I'm gonna do it's called an EP called The Arrow. It's a good album. Nice. Good lyrics.
What is it?
The Arrow. Andy Mineo. I was gonna say Chance the Rapper, but
One that I would probably put on the list would be Graduation from Kanye West. That album was freaking.
I'm not a huge fan of
good.
Yeah, you guys, I don't know any album names.
Okay, Minnie's out.
I'm sorry.
Anyway. Okay, pick a song.
I just pick all Jonas Brothers albums because that's all I know. I didn't used Damn. To buy ice.
You don't think you would hate him after a while?
Nah.
What about Demi Lovato? Yeah, like
I Demi like Demi Lovato. I was looking at her albums.
Do you like Hannah Montana?
No, not don't that lie, basic.
Don't
what
lie.
About like
I used to.
Oh, that one chick's name?
Who?
The Depre one?
Who?
The what?
The one that's Billie Eilish.
Oh, Billie Eilish. I do like her album actually, but no. She gets like depressing sometimes. Sorry,
health,
guys.
Health department, can we put that in?
No, yeah, she
her,
is.
Her music is like.
Have you seen it?
It is. Dude, But think about the song lyrics, because after hearing a lot of times, when the party's over.
Yeah, no.
I like that.
I think she has cool, like, even just the music, the music side of it, not even the lyrics. I think it's really good. Yeah, she has a bunch of, like, really cool music side of it.
Yeah.
But if you watch this video, it's pretty depressing. This video is, like, depressing.
Yeah.
But, like, no. There's a video where they're interviewing her, they have her half screen is 2 years ago, half screen is now.
Oh, that's sick.
And she looks super depressed in, like, the newer one.
Oh, man.
But it's, and she, like has, like, you can tell that, like, the music industry and, like just the schedule just got to her. Like, you can tell, like, man, that's a hard life.
Yeah, definitely.
And she's 16. So,
oh, she's 16.
I forget she's so young.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about she's 16 right now, but, yeah.
But, dude, that song, when the party's over,
that one's good.
She sings, like, two octaves twice.
Yeah.
So, she goes one octave, and then she goes one octave again. So, that's insane. And then I like the one with Justin Bieber. That was pretty good. Hey, JB's dropping an album.
Oh, yeah.
So, if he gets 20 million likes.
The Biebs.
When growing up, I only had, like, Jonas Brother albums, Justin Bieber. Yeah. And then, like, the album I listened to for, like, a whole year straight was, like, Taylor Swift's album.
Taylor Swift?
Yeah, like, her very first, like, popular one.
I'm a fan of Taylor Swift. Hey, what happened
to her? Well, me neither. But back then, I was, like...
I thought she just released an album, like, not too long ago. Yeah.
Adele was good, too, back then.
Oh, you know what? Okay. I do, actually. Thank you for reminding me. Adele...
doesn't count anymore. We're already over.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
Rolling in
that's a
deep.
Computer, bro.
No.
All right.
I don't know the name.
One board game. Just pick one board game.
Ooh, that's a good one. I like Battleship.
I don't know how to play chess, but I would pick chess because that would be like the one I think I would be able to keep playing and not get bored.
No.
Even though I've never played chess.
It makes no sense. I've played it a couple of times.
Like Uno.
But you're by yourself. Homie.
Oh, I'm by myself
kidding,
this
I'm
whole
just
time?
Kidding. No,
I'm by myself too, though.
If I'm by myself.
What about like Jenga?
Oh, yeah, that would be fun.
I'd be all good at it.
And then you get so good that you start building a house.
For real.
And your skills translate.
I'm just picking things to like use as my utilities to get out of the island.
Smart, using songs,
lyrics to cry for help, movies to depict a story. And Jenga to use blocks.
Okay, well, I still pick Uno.
I don't give Uno. All right. Last one between the fun ones. So shows. Just two shows. Let's do two shows.
Two shows.
One from his office, obviously.
Office. I'll do On the Block.
You love that show?
I love that show. It had everything. It had a romance. It had gang fights, violence. It had betrayal. What else?
I pick Grey's Anatomy.
Huh?
Grey's Anatomy.
With the kinky doctors?
It has so many. It has so many episodes.
That's the third week I said kinky. I gotta keep it going now.
You've never even watched it. Kinks.
All right.
But is it? What is it? Is it drama or what?
It's drama. It's drama. All that kind of stuff. But it's. It's just like it gets you intrigued because like every episode is different.
They have like 15 seasons, huh?
Yeah.
No.
Probably and more. They're still going. Yeah.
Probably more, huh?
Yeah.
Probably like 20 something.
Mm-hmm.
If I watch it, will I get hooked?
Yeah, you will. Grey's Anatomy. Hey, Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
That's Gilmore two. Girls. Mine is The Office, and my second one would probably have to be.
I do Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
All the shows so you just
lose,
watched.
All the shows I watched. So I can do some chemistry. No, because I'm telling you, it's hard for me to get hooked on a show.
Yeah.
And Breaking Bad has me hooked.
Oh, man. Game of Thrones. I can't believe I forgot about that. Dude, I seriously think, like, I'm not a movie critic or anything like that, but I think one of the greatest shows that has ever existed is Game of Thrones.
That's crazy.
That's why you're not a movie critic.
Maybe.
I'm
just playing. I've never watched it.
Dude, I'm telling you,
it's freaking, I don't even want to get into
it. It doesn't look like my... type of show,
but okay, you say that, but if you want drama, homie, if you want real drama, you want real life drama,
real life,
you better get on Game of Thrones.
Am I wrong, bro?
You're like, and you know something I love about Game of Thrones is that it's like very realistic.
Really?
I mean, obviously it's a show, so a lot of it's not gonna be realistic.
Like,
but
medieval times though,
but back in the day everybody died.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's cool about it. You get hooked on people and you're like, dang, this person's gonna make it.
Oh my
dead.
God. Like, you know, I can't wait to see what they do. And then boom, next show they die.
Damn. Oh, that would drive me crazy.
Hey, but low key between us, I think Breaking Bad is my last Netflix show. Cause I've been going down a spiral.
You've been addicted, huh?
I've been addicted to Netflix, so that's it. I need to get back to the crime. Cause it's been Netflix for a while, so I think I have a couple more seasons and that's it. Time to retire.
Can't start a show.
Netflix. Anyways. Okay, bro. Don't let me.
And he has some coffee though.
Yeah, you didn't make him any.
She asked him. Oh,
wow. I guess a minus.
All right, for coffee, only two drinks. That means only two flavors, not even type of drinks, literally two drinks you can order. There's a little machine, you press it, and it does the drink for you. Two drinks.
It's got to be healthy, so I'm going to do a pour over.
Why does it have to be healthy?
Huh? You're trying to survive, bro. You're trying to die with so much milk.
Well, I'm just oat milk.
Still,
yeah,
though, it's a lot of milk.
But milk has calcium C.
Yeah, might keep you alive.
Did I say calcium C?
But I'm going to need some, I'm going to need some calcium regardless. So I'll do a quart.
That's a little bit of milk.
Yeah, I know. I'll do a cappuccino with oat milk. And then if I want to ice it, I'll just leave it out. Let it cool down.
I was about to say that. You don't want an ice drink? You can't have. Or you're just going to leave it out?
Just let it cool. Down.
It doesn't taste the same as ice, though. It's gonna taste nasty. It's gonna taste nasty too. I bet.
I'll do iced vanilla latte, regular milk.
And what else?
And pour over.
Okay.
Yeah. Pour overs are amazing.
Crazy. Wait, what'd you pick?
I did a cappuccino.
And what?
And with oat milk and the pour over. I gotta go with the pour over.
I hope
you're
in a cold area.
Pure. Yeah.
It's like pure drug.
Mine is freaking hot.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? If mine is freaking hot, you're gonna drink that pour over?
Yeah, you let it cool down.
That's why I picked an iced one too.
Nah.
Ice pour over?
An iced drink.
Nah, bro. Cause I only drink coffee early in the mornings and at night. When it's chilly.
Okay. I would do the same thing. Iced vanilla latte, but. Because the ice vanilla latte, if you just let it melt, you can kind of get away with like hot-ish milk drinks.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do pour over too.
Yeah. Okay, I see that.
I think that's the best combo.
Oh my god, bro! You freaking.
I saw that big spike.
Blink.
What was your guys' favorite drink from this week?
This week. Oh yeah, we had some coffee this week, huh?
I would think so. You work at a coffee shop, homie.
I had a cappuccino.
Yeah.
From where?
The only coffee shop I go to is Cova now. Damn. Days. Not like
exclusively.
I don't know. It just happens. I only go there now. But I had a cappuccino and what espresso was it?
Espresso.
I don't know. I don't remember. It was a Costa Rica
espresso. Was
Vista
it?
Del Lago, Costa Rica.
Oh yeah. Costa Rica was good. I liked it.
I would say, oh, dude, I gotta bring you guys some. I had a fire, the Rakura coffee, but the Rakura Kenya.
Oh, yeah.
But
ooh.
As a cold brew,
ooh.
It was so good, dude. Like,
from where?
Cova.
When did they start using that?
Huh?
When they've been using that?
No, usually we do like Calenzo and some chocolatey ones, but then we recently did a Rakura Kenya. It went loud, sorry.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was
that's cool.
It was really good. It was like a fruity coffee and it was tasty. Which it was weird because I've never, like, for me, I was telling one of our coworkers that's how cold brew should taste like. I mean, it's kind of a weird thing to say, but when I think of cold brew, that's how I imagine it. Like that, those flavors in there was so good.
Interesting.
What about you?
Where did I go this week?
Por Vida.
I know. That's what I was gonna
say. For real, though. We all went to Por Vida on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about, homie?
I had whole milk for once. Well, I forgot to say whole milk.
I got a horchata latte. Horchata latte. It was good.
Horchata.
I went to a different coffee shop. Can't remember where, though.
Where'd you go, fool?
I can't remember. But I did go to Brew Bar, though.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I went to Brew Bar. The guy's always super cool. Really good stuff. It's pretty good. Vanilla latte? No, I had a cappuccino.
No way. Mm-hmm. From Brew Bar?
Yeah.
Interesting. How was it?
Cappuccino. It was pretty good.
Interesting.
I've always wanted to see the pour overs from there, but I've never tried it. I've
had them.
I think Lola got one before.
It's cool. No, they're good. They do a good job. They're always busy. They're slam.
I know.
Did they slam that day or no?
Huh?
Were they slam that day?
Yeah.
Dark Horse is opening up. Right here.
Well, I was gonna say.
I'm excited for that
too,
one.
Me too. I want a local coffee shop in Chula Vista.
Dark Horse has always been. You guys always make fun of me, but.
Yeah.
Dark Horse has always been one of my favorites.
Yeah.
The homies. Yeah. And I was gonna say that Brew Bar is closed on Mondays.
Yeah.
Oh. What?
So. Damn, I wonder what this is gonna do with like Dark Horse. Are they gonna open Mondays?
Yeah. Of course.
Mondays?
No, yeah. Is Brew Bar gonna go back to opening Mondays?
I see. I don't think they've ever closed open on Mondays.
It's gonna be 3 coffee shops on 3rd Avenue.
Groin House.
Isn't that crazy?
3, and then like some other places serve coffee there, but like 3 whole shops where it's.
I'm just glad that Groin House had a good time to build their clientele. Yeah. To really the customers where they can. Yeah. Be loyal to their shop.
And they have actual food, mm-hmm. which sets them apart.
And Dark Horse. And
I feel like they all have their like different little niche.
Yeah, they are different.
Like I mean, what would you call me?
Little niche. If James and Bedrock cannot get along and all those shops are down there, and they're on the same strip, basically. You know what I mean?
Fight to the death.
That you know of.
Huh?
That you know of.
What do you mean?
That they get along.
That they get along.
Well, no. What I mean by get along, sorry, is be okay, be open still.
Bird
Rock. Like, all make it.
Yeah,
all make it. Is what you're saying,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sorry.
Is Bird Rock?
Which is pretty crazy, like, because how many bars are there, mm-hmm. and that's pretty crazy.
Exactly. Just think about the bars. How do they make it? The breweries, you know what I mean? Like, how do they make it with so many different breweries?
How many bars are there? Like 5, 6?
There's like
3rd Avenue?
Yeah.
There's so many.
Literally next to each other.
Yeah.
They're insane.
Yeah.
But they all have their clientele. I think that's key. Big facts.
One that I haven't gone to that, I forgot who told me, but they have like arcade games in there. Have you guys been to that?
Coin Op?
No. What's the one?
On 3rd.
I think they have 2 of them, no?
I don't know.
Like Groundswell?
I don't know, but they told me that they have arcade games. I was like, what?
There's like 2.
There's Groundswell, and there's another one next to it. Chula Vista North Park.
Chula Vista Brewery.
Chula Vista Brewery.
Yeah.
Damn, imagine a coffee shop with arcade games.
3 Punk, yeah. That would be crazy.
Don't say it out loud, bro. Damn. That's what I was thinking.
Why are you hollering for?
Why are you hollering?
Anyways, let's talk about... you know, the Chula Vista scene that is getting pretty crazy. The Dark Horse is now coming into this spot. What is a place in San Diego where you guys wish there was more coffee shops or even a coffee shop that you're like, damn, I wish there was one
I can't here. Tell you because then people are going to start opening shops there.
I know.
You have money?
I would say Chula Vista.
Yeah.
Like more away. Like I know.
But more south, you mean?
Yeah. Like there are some on like 3rd Avenue and that stuff. But like. Right here in this side.
I would like say like by my house.
Yeah.
No, even like down the street.
Like Bonita, like all that kind of stuff.
Bonita, huh?
East Lake. They don't really have like coffee specialty coffee shops.
Yeah. A lot of Starbucks.
Yeah.
National City would be nice.
Yeah, that would be nice.
That's Nasty City. Could get out. But I've heard rumors. It's happening.
I have heard rumors. I have heard these rumors.
I know who's coming.
Shh. Yeah, so that National City would be cool.
National City,
down south, for sure. But Chula Vista area could have some by the 8 to 5. I think most of them are by the 5, so by the 8 to 5 would be nice.
Yeah,
that's true, huh? They're all mostly like
by what downtown area. Yeah. I think that would be cool, for sure. Third wave specialty.
Even just like in like PB, how many coffee shops there are just on that street too. Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Oceanside, a little strip. LA.
What?
We still need to do our LA Los coffee
Angeles.
Crawl.
I know. Los Angeles has a lot of coffee shops.
Oh, yeah. No, but I'm talking about like where San do you Diego. Want to go? Oh, sorry. Yeah. Where would you want to see?
Where do you want more coffee
Let's
shops?
Pick one location where you Chula Vista. Want one. I know, but where in Chula Vista?
South Bay.
South Bay?
Yeah, no, Chula Vista. Like, you know, not East Lake area.
More Old down, Chula Vista.
They Old call Chula it. Vista, yeah. The hood Chula Vista.
They call it.
That's what I would say. Yeah. Redlands could use some coffee.
Same. No, I think the Redlands is good enough. They have Auggies.
It's good enough. They're fine. They're
they okay. have the Meat House. They have some.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, how many more do they need? It's like 10 people that live in Redlands. No. Population. No, but the coffee shops.
It's growing up there.
Yeah.
So, it's exciting. But I agree with Lola. Like,
Chula Vista?
Chula Vista, like this.
Chula Vista. I got a good one for you guys. La Mesa has zero.
Mesa?
I think La Mesa has
no.
I thought Public Square.
Right, Public Square. But I'm talking about like Grossmont area.
Is El Cajon La Mesa?
El Cajon Boulevard? No. El Cajon Boulevard is west.
La Mesa. Well, Dark Horse is in La Mesa.
Yeah, Dark Horse and Public House are there.
Light Bulb Coffee.
Yeah, but I'm talking about more like Guitar Center area.
Utrea?
I see.
Utrea is not in that area. Utrea is on El Cajon Boulevard. Yeah. It's college.
You're right.
But whenever I'm frolicking around in the area of Guitar Center, I can never find.
Yes.
Okay, bro, that's not craft coffee.
Would you put Starbucks?
I'm talking about.
You're like, what do you think?
Who was it?
I don't want to say the name.
Okay, can you mouth it to me? Or what is it? What is it called?
Can I just say it?
Yeah, just say it.
It's called...
Let's say
it. Brewspot.
Oh, I've been there.
Oh, wait.
Is that craft coffee?
Oh, I've been there twice. I bought beans from there, too. They use cafe virtual, so I believe. They do, like, little jazz bands and comedy shows. So that's pretty,
that is super
pretty
sick.
Neat. But, yeah, they're...
Might have to check them out now, for sure.
Yeah. They're
But you guys know what I'm talking about. I mean, yeah. Like third wave, you know.
Like roasters.
Craft.
Yeah.
Craft coffee. Anyways, yeah, they have a lot of Starbucks, but Starbucks are everywhere.
Starbucks. I don't know. Sometimes I wish Starbucks wasn't a thing. I know it's kind of selfish, but sometimes just like, damn, Starbucks, you guys just, I mean, if they would just like chill with their opening, you know? Like, just,
chill?
Instead of doing like 1,000 a day, like
do you guys
800?
Really need more money?
Yeah. We went to Starbucks the other day for a meeting, and I got a drink because it was cold.
What'd you get?
The caramel macchiato.
That was burnt coffee.
And it was bad. It was so bad.
I can't do hot coffee anymore, dude, from Starbucks.
Oh, no.
The only thing I'm going to do is a freaking cold frappuccinos.
The only hot drink I think I got regularly was a mocha. That's it.
Oh, I haven't had mocha from there.
That's the only thing I ever... But it was just super good because it was chocolate, obviously.
Yeah.
They probably dumped a bunch of chocolate in there.
Yeah.
But the coffee is so burnt that you can still taste it.
Yeah.
So it still tastes like somewhat coffee.
It's like they burn the chocolate too.
Yeah, exactly. But that's the only hot thing I would get. But yeah. I think it's nasty.
Have you guys had the mocha at Kobe?
No.
You should try one day.
Not a fan of chocolate.
They have pretty good chocolate. They use the chocolate from Mexico. I think you guys would like them.
David loves mocha.
Is it like that bitter chocolate?
Yeah, it's bitter chocolate.
Interesting.
No, but... I'm not a fan. When people ask me if it's sweet, I don't ever know how to answer. I just say that it's not because the bitter. I say it's a good medium because the milk and the steamed milk gets kind of caramelized, so it's a little sweet, and then with bitter chocolate, it kind of makes that perfect little blend, like balanced. So.
Wow.
I don't know.
Plus minus.
Plus minus.
They cancel each other out.
Negative and a negative make a positive.
Who's man?
Do you guys like mint chocolate, by the way?
Hell no.
Okay.
Heck no.
Oh my god.
Oh,
me
no.
About to say
I
yes.
don't. I don't. I like the ones from Olive Garden for some reason, though.
Oh, the little thingies? They give you
Olive Garden?
Yeah. But like, if you, like, I go olive. Anywhere else, olive. I will not eat that.
No, but you know the memes, like when they spell olive?
Oh, olive. Yeah. Olive. Garden. Olive Garden? Yeah.
That's a good one.
I'll eat those.
Oh, man. Because the coffee community is growing so much in San Diego, and it's cool to see all these events going on, that stuff. What is something that you guys think would bring the community even closer?
Interesting.
Got a hard question for you.
Mini?
The coffee community?
Yeah. What do you think something that we can do as a whole to bring everybody together?
I would love to see like the coffee community coming together and doing something for like helping out the like the community. That's not like not the coffee community, but like the actual community. Like doing something like for the homeless or like yeah, just like families in need. Yeah. Just yeah, like kinda like a charity thing, like all the San Diego coffee shops and people coming together to help.
Yeah.
I think that would be cool.
That's good.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I think that I think that education is important. So I think if coffee shops would a way to be more open for the to the public, and then for them to be able to educate people that don't know about coffee, and I think that's gonna make help the coffee community grow. And then as far as to bring it closer is I think it's exactly that, like making it more open for people, where it's like I mean, can you imagine if you brought in like Starbucks employees or something like that, somehow find a way to incorporate them or something, I don't know, instead of always begging them down or
That's a great point though, because I mean if you think about it, we are like craft coffee here in San Diego. I mean, we all know they don't make a lot of money. Obviously, you know, doing events, all these things, it's I'm sure it's hard.
I think what they do with like what I've been seeing now, coffee shops team up with breweries and all that stuff. I think that's a great way to do it, because now you're expanding out of the coffee. And especially now with all these different mixes you do with like different co-shares and all that crap.
Yeah.
I think it's a great opportunity for coffee too.
But I think that's a good point you brought up though, the whole like as a whole we should do better as with educating, because like if we want San Diego to maybe be more open to coffee, to craft coffee, you have to educate them. It's like the whole thing of like, you know, a lot of people want quality but they don't want to pay for it. We want American made but we want the cheap Chinese stuff.
Definitely.
But if you educate people like, hey, look, we got this from the farmer, like you can see all the way traced back to the farmer. I think that education could help a lot the community as a whole to fight corporates like Starbucks.
Well, definitely. That's all it is. Like explaining the whole farm thing. Like people don't like you don't know unless you really get the veil turned up, get the veil off your eyes. You know what I mean? Where. Like you don't know until you're told or that there's something better.
Yeah, because did you guys like ever think about that? Like when you before you knew about specialty coffee?
No.
Like, hey, somebody picked these beans and they roasted them, like all that stuff.
No, I just thought that I sucked at making coffee because remember when I tried to put creamer and sugar, I could not get the right blend.
I don't even know coffee came
from a cherry
or was ever green.
Me either.
Really?
I thought it was just like a juice. I understand. No, but that, dude, and one of the things that, dude, that's why the brewing fundamental class that I did, shout out to Adriana from Cova, dude, that thing opened my eyes so much, especially that movie. Man, I just did something to my soul.
I remember that movie. That's dude, a pretty good one.
That movie, I forgot what it's called. A documentary about coffee or a film about coffee. So it's called.
It takes 28 minutes.
It's short. Yeah, it's short and sweet. It's on YouTube. It's free. And, dude, that. Seeing the farmers at work, seeing the even like the what they had to go through, like the struggles and difficulties, like with the government not paying, getting paid enough, from that and then to the different culture changes that they were doing, like they were showing different people, like Blue Bottle owners, people of Stumptown, it's just seeing how like coffee where it is now is due to a lot of people that have paved the way, even like people like Blue Bottle, people like Stumptown that have been for years, you know what I mean? I think
Starbucks.
Even Starbucks, yeah. Like, that paved the way for us to enjoy coffee where it is now. That's so crazy. And I just think that.
That was about a cry. He's talking about not crying earlier.
I know.
That's funny.
Yeah. Enough said, though.
Those are good points, though.
Yeah.
Now, on the flip side, what is something that, you know, that you guys wish could change about the community? If there was one thing you could change, what would it be?
I can answer that right off the bat. I think the misconception people have that coffee snobs or like coffee baristas, like, oh, sorry. Yeah, I know it's not Starbucks. I think I wish that would change. I wish people wouldn't act like it so that that wouldn't be thought of us, of people or coffee lovers. I'm talking about coffee people that love coffee overall, not just baristas. Like people that love coffee, that people have a misconception that, oh, they think they know better with coffee. Or they take it too serious. So I
like. Or to like see. You wouldn't understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
attitude.
Yeah, sorry, I don't know coffee or whatever. So I think that maybe.
Yeah. How about you, Mini?
But some people are like that though.
That's what I'm saying. I wish people.
You want people to change or
both ways. I wish people would act like that.
Oh, would be more open to it, and for people who are baristas or like not be so nerds. Elitist about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Not like a if you know, you know kind of thing.
Yeah.
Can I just say really quick? I think that's a big good point though. Like, especially with, I think you could say this with anything, like anything. The people that are at the top, a lot of them, sometimes, not a lot of them, but sometimes you meet people where they're like, oh, I don't want to tell you this trick because I don't want to. Yeah, it's like, where have I seen? Man, there's been a couple times where like I've seen stuff like that.
Yeah, I've seen that in person.
All the time.
Like, you know, working for a solar company, you know, electricians have tricks to get certain things done.
Easier
and
efficient.
I remember like there would be like the super helpful people would be like, here's the trick of the trade.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. You know, if you do this here, it'll make it a lot easier. Versus other people who would like do it and never even tell you like why they did it or how they did it. They'd be like, this is how I do it. But because they don't want you to do it.
Insecurities.
Yeah, like, they just want to be better than you always. But anyways, go ahead, Minnie.
I disagree with what Lala was saying. Just,
You disagree?
No, I agree.
I was like, what?
No, I agree with just baristas and, like, coffee. What is it? Coffee?
Schnapps?
No, not coffee. But people who just in the coffee community. Enthusiast. Yeah. Just a little bit more friendly to people who don't know about coffee yet. Or, like, are barely getting into it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, helping them out. Giving them some info.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, I think San Diego Coffee Network does a good job, though. Because I know they have, like, volunteers. Mm. They ask anyone that wants to be a volunteer. I think that's a great way to get involved in the community and meet people.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I would say, like, as much as we talk about the whole coffee shops, it's crazy how many people are super helpful and really friendly.
Mm-hmm. Nonetheless,
Like overall, you know, I don't want to sound super negative. you know what I mean? Because I would say that for the most part, I think we all have encountered people who are really helpful.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Really open to teaching others. I mean, it's pretty crazy the people that we've met through Coffee Crew and like the opportunities that they have given us, especially such a young stage in our coffee lives. It's pretty crazy to me. And the fact that they just kind of like, hey, here's, you know, here's this info and here's this trick and this, how you can do this. It's pretty crazy to think that a community so small is, you know, that helpful and stuff like that. Yeah. So that is pretty cool.
Not to take away any credit from people that have been in the coffee world and the coffee scene for so long, that it's like they do have that rep or they do have that, at least a respect that, like, they've been in this business for a while. And I think not to, like, twist it, you know, and be like, okay, well, these people, some people have been in the coffee scene for so long, then it's like, I think there's also, like, a respect kind of like,
the elders.
Like seniority, the wise ones.
The wise. Yeah.
And you can always learn a lot from them as well.
100%. Yep. in North Park, I want to say, or University, actually, I should say University. We actually experienced or we witnessed a Starbucks get overtaken by a craft coffee shop literally next door.
Oh, yeah.
Which is pretty insane.
Mm-hmm. Big W.
I remember seeing that. That was pretty crazy to think that actually happened.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you guys think in San Diego, at this young stage of, you know, as much as it's young, it, you know, it's pretty crazy how much coffee, craft coffee has grown here in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's a point where there's going to be so little Starbucks that Starbucks is going to be like the little player in town?
That's crazy. No.
I can't.
You don't think so?
Well.
Like, I hope so. But then again, it's like, it's Starbucks and it's so well known. I think it's always going to be popular. Kind of how we were talking about today, like McDonald's, like,
oh, McDonald's, yeah.
How, like, McDonald's, yeah.
McDonald's doesn't need to advertise anymore. Like, their name is known and they're always going to be there. I think that's how Starbucks is too.
I think that's a great comparison because if you think of like, you know, whatever it may be, Chick-fil-A, Popeyes, Popeyes.
Yeah.
I think most people would agree that their burgers are better, like the chicken sandwiches, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Most people would agree. But I think the convenience, how cheap and how cheap McDonald's is, will always win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it comes to selling the most. And I think it's pretty crazy, but I think that might be the winner.
Yeah.
Where why Starbucks is so good.
Well, that was our conversation was like, besides that, it was, why do people, like, even especially now with education, people know that McDonald's food is terrible.
I know, it's crazy. Huh?
But yet they're still in business, and there's still like a huge amount of people that support it. And then we're talking about in the hood, where it's in low income areas, you go to fast food, you go to McDonald's because that's what you can afford. That's like your fancy dinner out, whatever.
Yeah.
And so we were saying that, like, even then, even now, like, the old generation is kind of like fading away, where the people that didn't really weren't educated, didn't really know about chemicals and all that crap. But now this new generation is coming up with vegan and all that stuff. Yeah. So, but yeah, we were talking about like McDonald's will still probably thrive because there's still going to be a group of people that are going to support.
Mm.
Now, if you compare that to Starbucks, like people, there's a good amount of people that know about coffee. They're starting to grow. But even then, there's still going to be like that little remnant of like people that
yeah. want the sugar.
Yeah.
They want the sugar. By the way, it's pretty crazy because I think that I have 2 points to it with this one. It's pretty crazy because I think if you were to, like, let's say you had a friend and they love Starbucks, if you were to let them try, you know, a drink, a specialty drink from like Por Vida or like something like that, like, you know, a vanilla or horchata, cold, I think they would love it. And I think they would like be able to appreciate coffee a little bit more and then slowly get into that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think just a lot of people are open to it. I think they're just, you know, it's convenient, Starbucks.
Yeah, that's what it is. Like, unless coffee shops start opening, like, some drive-thrus, some, like...
Market more.
Yeah, because it's the whole thing with Starbucks. It's convenient.
Consistent.
You know what you're going to get every time.
Consistently burned.
Yeah. It's like, everyone knows the menu. Everyone, like, no matter where you go, where you travel, you know, okay, Starbucks is always going to be the same.
Mm. Well, it's just... It's because they have a head start, though, because...
Like, who's telling me? Like, they went to like Starbucks in another country, and it's exactly the same.
Damn,
like it, everything tastes exactly the same. Like, it doesn't change at all, and that's what people like.
But I was saying, they have such a head start that people come into our shop using Starbucks language, and the fact that they're using Starbucks language, thinking that it's so transferable to any of the other coffee shop,
or like. I bet you in their minds, they're like, this is what coffee talk is supposed to be.
Yeah.
Like, I know coffee talk.
European.
Yeah.
Because they ask for a grande. I'm like, we're just doing size, but a grande, I'm like, why? It's crazy to me that they think it's just transferable. It's like.
Transferable.
Thinking that that English is the only language. It's the only language available.
That's interesting.
I don't know. It's just crazy.
But that tells you like how much of the marketing that Starbucks has is so powerful because like it's just a freaking name of a size, but you know what I mean, it sticks. It's like the whole super size with McDonald's.
I mean, just think about Big Mac. You go to another fast food and you're like, can I get a Big Mac? Because to you that's a big burger.
Have you guys ever done that, by the way?
I've almost
asked for a Whopper and Jack in the Box.
I think that's happened.
The guy was like, oh hey,
chicken nuggets.
Your chicken nuggets.
Yeah. Relate.
Dude, right now when you said a McDonald's, that's pretty crazy. I remember when we were kids, my mom would be like, all right, this Sunday we can go to McDonald's.
That's what he was telling me.
I was telling her that.
That's crazy.
Like our after church dinners would be like going Jack in the Box, going to Cars Jr.
The one at Plaza Americas, that's the one that we used to go as like
a kid's meal.
As a treat.
It's Plaza so Americas. Funny. But my
with the playground.
Mm-hmm.
My parents found out they're having like their fourth kid or whatever. Like, we went to go celebrate at McDonald's.
Oh my God.
I still make fun of my sister. I'm like, you know, like how much we cared about you.
We went
to go celebrate at McDonald's.
She probably had the baby was 8 McDonald's.
For real.
Oh goodness.
Yeah, I think it applies the same way to a coffee.
But anyways, that kind of concludes the community talk.
Right.
I just kind of wanted to bring it up just because it is pretty crazy how you know, now that we've been doing Coffee Crew for, you know, a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Dang, a couple of years. good. Yeah. Years. It is pretty crazy how much we are learning and just meeting people and being more in the community.
Yeah.
And it excites me because being that it is San Diego and it's, you know, you have all these little pockets mm-hmm. of like communities mm-hmm. within San Diego. Yeah. It's pretty crazy. But even through these little pockets, like coffee, the coffee community is, man, just
sorry.
The coffee community just keeps growing and growing, and new areas are being mm-hmm. like established with yeah. coffee shops, with craft coffee shops. Yeah. And I mean, something that excites me for sure is like our friends that are here in Chula Vista and be able to take them to Dark Horse.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like that's gonna be freaking amazing.
I mean, we're witnessing right now coffee wave coming up down coming down south. Like we're literally witnessing that. It's coming slowly, but it's getting happening. Here. So what you see in downtown and North Park, you're gonna see it in Chula Vista.
And it's coming from the south, from Tijuana.
Yeah. So, ready or not, here they come.
Tijuana's bringing it up. Close it in.
Yeah, they're closing in on us.
Like, imagine seeing this in San Isidro, a craft coffee shop. Yeah. Dude, that's crazy.
Crazy. Oh, yeah. That's insane.
If there is one out there, and I don't know about you, I'm sorry.
I just can't wait to go to a coffee shop.
Yeah, I don't think so, though.
And not to worry about parking downtown.
Oof. That's for now.
Yeah.
Especially with all the tickets Lalo's paying for.
Oh, yeah. City owes some money. Yeah. Yeah, but I think that... Yeah, but I think that is worth like talking about just because sometimes we forget that we're like in the middle of a
renaissance.
Yeah, like you know, just a transition. I'm just stoked to be a part of the coffee community right now, especially because I'm just happy that people are continuing the coffee lovers before us mm-hmm. that were going to the throwdowns, that were doing coffee events, and it's continuing to grow.
Yeah,
so I'm stoked for that, but. Yeah, and definitely thank you guys for being part of the coffee crew, because that is a community within the coffee community, and which is one of our biggest goal is to be open to all kinds of coffee lovers, from Starbucks to craft coffee to whatever kind of coffee you drink at home or whatever it is. We're just trying to making a bridge to connect you guys to the coffee community.
But we'll post this question. We'll post what area would you like to see a craft? Ooh, a craft coffee shop.
You should.
Here's some areas.
Definitely, that would be very sweet. Yeah, so make sure you guys tune in to that. And thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting. See you guys next week. Have a great day.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And a happy new year.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, Christmas.
Friendsgiving.
New Year.
Later, homies.
Bye, guys.